Today's daf is Menachas daf Samech Tes. And we are at the Mishnah, at the seventh wide line of daf Samech Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. Fachave Miriam Basmalka Freda, Shloime Ben Chayaleya, Baruch Yitzchak Ben Shifra Miral, and Rachel Bas Hen. So we're moving along in the sixth Perek of Meseches Menachas, Perek Rabbi Yishmael. We're discussing halachos related to the Karban Omer. Additionally, as we've seen, in an incredible way, almost everything that we've been learning is davar be'itay matoiv, shloishim yoim chaydim l'chag, so many different sugyas related to chametz and matzah, Karban Pesach, Karban Omer. We'll see in today's daf an incredible shout out to the Loim Dei Daf Yoimi, a little wink in terms of how the Zmanim are aligning. Regardless, another daf that talks very much about the Karban Omer. So the Karban Omer, like all Karbanos, had a purpose. The purpose of the Karban Omer was to be Mater the Tefuah HaKadosha. It was brought on Tezayin Nisan. Up until Tezayin Nisan, anything that was quote-unquote Chadosh was Asur Ba'achila. You're not allowed to eat Chadosh, just like you're not allowed to eat Nevela, just like you're not allowed to eat Basav V'Cholav. What about Bizman Azeh? So that's the Reid Bayit from Masechtas Kedushin that we attached to the previous daf. There was a part two to that raid that Be'ezer Hashem will attach either to today's daf or I think to tomorrow's daf. But regardless, the Karban Omer, in addition to being a Karban, it was a matter. The truth is, there was another Karban that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash that was also matter the Tefuah HaKadosha. That Karban was the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem was matter just like the Karban Omer was matter. Now, Kana Ben Shoyol, I don't understand. You need two karbanos to be mater? Not just that, the two karbanos were brought 7 weeks apart. So if the Karban Omer was already mater, what's the Shtei HaLechem being mater? Our Mishnah is going to address that question. Thus, without further ado, Zokteilige Mishnah, Ha'imer ha'yamater b'medina, the Karban Omer was mater, the Tefuah HaKadosha b'medina, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Shtei HaLechem b'mikdash, and the Shtei HaLechem was mater, the Tefuah HaKadosha in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, as much as the Karban Omer was mater, it was only mater that if you want to eat Chadosh now at your Shabbos table, that's okay. But to take Chadosh and bring it as a Karban, that was not okay. You can't take the Chadosh and make it part of your Mincha, part of your Shtei HaLechem, part of the Lechem Aponim, part of your Lachmi Toida. That was something that was not okay. It was the Shtei HaLechem that was Mater Chadosh in the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Mishnah Eim Evian, Menachos Ubikurim Uminchas Behema Koidim Lo'im. You're not allowed to bring Mincha from Chadosh, Bikurim from Chadosh, and the Minchas Behema, which is the Minchas Nesachim from Chadosh, before the Karban Omer was brought. Because again, the Karban Omer is Mata Chadosh, Imhevi. And let's say one did bring Pasul. The Karban's going to be Pasul. You're also not allowed to bring Chadosh Koidim L'Shtei HaLechem. In other words, even then, Lo Yavi, as the Mishnah just said, Shtei HaLechem was Mata B'Mikdash. However, Imhevi Kasher, in the event that one violated this and he did it, B'Dievet, it's going to be Kasher. So the Shtei HaLechem is what was first Mater Chadosh B'Mikdash, stating that there's an afkemina between the Omer being Mater the Chadosh, even as it relates to Mikdash, versus the Shtei HaLechem being Mater Chadosh B'Mikdash. In the event that one brought Chadosh in the Mikdash, Koidim LaOmer, it's going to be Pasul. If one brought Chadosh in the Mikdash, Noch the Omer, Abba Koidim, the Shtei HaLechem, even though you're not allowed to, because it's only the Shtei HaLechem that's Mater, but B'Dieved, it's going to be Kasha Zokta Gemara. Yosef Rab Tarfin was sitting called Kashale, and he was very bewildered. He was bothered. Ma bin Koidim LaOmer, the Koidim Shtei HaLechem. What's the difference between Chadosh that was brought Koidim LaOmer, where the halach is that in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be Pasul, versus Chadosh that was brought Koidim Koidim l'shtei alechem, where the halacha is, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be kosher. Meaning, if the shtei alechem is what's matter, the chadash and the mikdash, then if you brought it before the shtei alechem, it should be possible. Just like if you brought it before the Omer, it's possible. So, Reb Tarfon wasn't sure about this. Amar l'fan of Yehuda bar Nechemya. So there was a yid, his name is Yehuda bar Nechemya. He was in the presence of Reb Tarfon when Reb Tarfon was asking this question. And he turns to Reb Tarfon, he says, I know the chelek loyim amir koidim lo Omer. Could be, before the Omer, it's more chamer, and the reason is, because before the Karban Omer is brought, not only is Chadash Aser in the Mikdash, but it's also Lehedyet as well. Being that it's also Lehedyet, so it comes out, there's no Tzad Heter. As a result, this is very severe. Aber Toimar, Koidim L'Shtei Halechem, could you compare that to Koidim L'Shtei Halechem, Shehutim Michlalo Yetzel Hedyet, where you find that Eitzel Hedyet, at that point, it's already mutter, because the Karban Omer was matter, the Chadash Lehedyet. Meaning, could be the reason after the Omer, before the Shtei Halechem, even though you didn't bring the Shtei Halechem yet, which is matter Chadash B'Mikdash, the halach is it's not so chamer, so that b'di'evad the Karban is going to be kosher, is because this Chadash right now is Al Kalpanim Mutter Lehedyet. Being that it's Hutter Michlaloi, such a Svara that you find in many Sugis Hashas, so that's why we treat it a little bit more kuladik, even when it comes to the Mikdash, as opposed to Koidim Al-Aimer, where there's no Hutter Michlaloi at all. Therefore, even Klapi the Mikdash, it's going to be more chamer, it's going to be possible. Either way, this was Yehuda bar Nechemya's Ha'ara. Shasik Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon heard that he was quiet. Meaning, Reb Tarfon walked into Beis Medrash, he has this Kreis Akasha, and Yehuda bar Nechemya seemingly stumped Reb Tarfon. And when Reb Tarfon was quiet, Savu Panov, Shal Yehuda bar Nechemya, Yehuda bar Nechemya's face began to glow a little bit. Meaning, he had a little smile that was creeping into the sides of his face. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Reb Tarfon. He said, Yehuda, Tzavu Panecha Sheishavta Zakein, are you very proud of yourself? Because you were able to stump the Zakein, Temahani would be a chiddush to me in Tarach Yomim, if you would have Arichas Yomim. Omar Rabbi Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, who was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. He said, let me tell you the postscript to this story. He said, Oysa Perek, and you can't even make this up, Pras HaPesach Oya, was 2 weeks before Pesach. In the world of Hashkacha, 2 weeks before Pesach, like to the minute, does it say 7:29? It's incredible. But either way, Oysai HaPerek Pras HaPesach Oya, that's when this story took place. Kishalisi La'atzeres, he says, when I came back to Eretz Yisrael, Shavuos time, Sha'alti Acharav, I noticed that I couldn't find Yehuda ben Nechemya. So I started asking, Yehuda ben Nechemya, Heichanu, do you know where he is? Va'amrudli, and they told me, Niftar V'halachloi. He left this world, and he said that it was for sure because Rabbi Akiva uttered the words Timihani im tarich yomim, and it was for sure because of the fact that Yehuda ben Nechemya's face glowed a little bit. He had this smirk over the fact that he was able to stump Reb Tarfon. We're going to get back to this in a minute, but just a postscript, a halachic postscript to this discussion. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Now, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, L'divrei Yehuda ben Nechemya, so it's interesting. As much as Yehuda bar Nechemya goes down in infamy because of this shtickle Torah that he said, and the way he reacted to it, Abul Maisi said, good. Ad kedei kach, that the Amirim, they reckoned with what he said. The great Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that according to to Yehuda bar Nechemya's Taina, which was what? That the reason that Chadash Koidem La'omer is possible in the Mikdash is because it's Loi Hutem Michlaloi, as opposed to Chadash Koidem L'Shtei Halechem. Although the Chatchila is not okay, but B'di'evit is Kasha B'Mikdash because it's Hutta B'Chlali B'Medina. According to that methodology, so the following should emerge. Nesachim Bikurim She'ekrivim Koidem La'omer, that in the event it was Nesachim, that was Yayin, that was brought from Bikurim, Koidim La'omer, before the Karban Omer, Ksherim, they're going to be Kasha. Meaning, Nesachim, Bikurim, Shekrivam, even Koidim La'omer, are going to be Kasha. What's the Svara? The Svara is because Nesachim, the Yayin, doesn't require any heter in the, no, from the carbon omer perspective, because nesachim is never asr lehedyet, and being that the nesachim is never asr lehedyet, so kumtais it's mutter lehedyet even koydem laomer. If it's mutter lehedyet even koydem laomer, so now if you're going to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash, it's going to be mutter as well. Meaning, why is it that chadash after the omer koydem l'shtei alechem is kasha b'di'eved? Because it's mutter lehedyet. So the nesachim bikurim even koydem laomer is mutter lehedyet. It's for that reason they're going to be kasha. So the Gemara says pshita, isn't that so obvious? So the Gemara says no, it's not so obvious. I'll tell you why. Because ma'ale teima would have thought hasam the whole svar of Yehuda bar Nechemya is dafke there the hutem mechlali. We are be'etzem, the chadash should be aser. It became mutter al yidei the carbon oimer, so that there's a chalois heter right now on the chadash. So being that there's a chalois heter, we say the svara of the chalois heter makes it hutta b'chlaloi eitzel mikdash. Aval hocha over here, when it comes to the nesachim, deloi hutta b'chlaloi, where it was never hutta b'chlaloi, and the reason is because there's no iser b'chlal that you need to be matter. So I would have thought loi. I would have thought that's not considered hutta b'chlaloi. Meaning there's makom to say the hutta b'chlaloi is where something is b'cheftza shayach to iser. Now we were matter it, so it has the kula of hutta b'chlaloi. But something that's not shayach to iser at all, it's not in the sugi of chadash. So maybe even though it's mutter, but it's not considered hutta b'chlaloi. Kamash malon. That's what Nachman Yitzchak wanted to teach us, that no. And in fact, it's just the opposite. Koshkin achad lo yitzchak, that this is even more of a reason that it should be mutter. Meaning, I hear the ma'u de tema. That's why Rav Nachman Yitzchak is addressing this point. There could have been makom to say that hutta b'chlaloi is a ma'ila klapi de svara. Kamash malon. No, it's actually just the opposite. Hutta b'chlaloi, if anything, would be a chesaron. The fact that it was lo yitzchak klal, that it was never even usher, that's the ma'ila. The bottom line is that the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to bring from the Tfuah Chadasha a carbon, even after the carbon Omer was brought, before the Shtei Halechem was brought. Stating that, if you bring it after the Omer was brought, but before the Shtei Halechem was brought, but the evidence is going to be kosher. If you would bring it even before the carbon Omer was brought, then it would be possible. So usually we think of the Omer talking to Chadash as it relates to Gvulin, and the Shtei Halechem is talking to Chadash as it relates to the Mikdash. But you see from our Mishnah that there's an afkamina in the Mikdash Gufa as it relates to the carbon Omer. Because before the carbon Omer was brought, Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash would be possible. Once the carbon Omer was brought, at that point Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash b'di'eva would be kosher. What allows you to bring the lechatchila mamish? That would bring the shtei alechem. What's the chilek? What's the difference between chadash before the omer in the Beis HaMikdash versus chadash before the shtei alechem in the Beis HaMikdash? At the end of the day, you need to bring the shtei alechem. So if you need to bring the shtei alechem, and that's what's matter, so lechura, you would say that it should either always be kosher or always be pasul. Why is there a chilek between bringing the chadash side the carbon omer versus noch the carbon omer? That was Reb Tarfin's kasha, and Yehuda bar Nechemya infamously responded by saying that before the carbon omer was brought, it's loyhuta mechlala eitzel hedyet. Hence, we treat it more stringently in the Beis HaMikdash. We say, but the evidence is going to be possible. Once the carbon omer is brought, it's already huta mechlala. Once it's huta mechlala, that's always a svara to be mekel. And in this sugya, we're going to be mekel as well. And then the Gemara went and told a fascinating anecdote related to Yehuda bar Nechemya, that when Yehuda bar Nechemya quote unquote stumped Reb Tarfin was quiet. Yehuda bar Nechemya was sav upanov. Akiva didn't like it, and Rabbi Akiva told him it would be a chiddush to me im tarich yomim if you're going to have a arichas yomim. And then Rabbi Yehuda bar Abiloi, who's the famous Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Talmid Rabbi Akiva, who was an eyewitness to these events, he says, "I want you to know this story took place exactly 2 weeks before Pesach, and I guess all the chachamim were in Eretz Yisrael and they were tzamin, they were being goyle regel." He said, "I came back to Eretz Yisrael Shavuos time. That's the next time you have a mitzvah to be in Eretz Yisrael to be Oyler Egel." He said, "I was looking for Yehuda bar Nechemya. I couldn't find him, and they told me that he had died. And it was clearly because of the words that came out of Rabbi Akiva." Just one ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is, I saw a Reuven Margolis in a sefer Netzutzayar. So he makes a beautiful observation. He said, "When did Yehuda bar Nechemya die? It sounds like he died sometime after Pesach." and sometime before Shavuos, right? This might have happened right before Pesach. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda was in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, came back for Shavuos, and he found out that Yehuda Bar Nechemya wasn't alive anymore. He died being difchala atzarta. So he says, take a look at the Gemara. Yimasechtes Yevamos, daf samach alef on the base. The Gemara that everybody knows. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 talmidim. The kulon mesu beperek echad. They all died during the same tkufa. And what was the tkufa that they died? It was between Pesach and Shavuos. And why did they die between Pesach and Shavuos? Shloi nagu kovid zelazeh. Because they were mevazeh talmidei chachamim. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, is a precedent from the great talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that they died because they were loi nagu kovid zelazeh. And when did they die? During this tkufa. He says this, Yehuda Bar Nechemya literally had the misa of talmidei Rabbi Akiva. He was mevazeh talmud chacham on some level, Reb Tarfin, and he died mamish during the Zelba Tkufa. And by the way, who is the one that said to Miani would be a chiddush if you're going to make it out alive? It was Rabbi Akiva who had experience with this. But the bottom line is, he died misas talmid Rabbi Akiva ba'oisa perik mamish. And he lake su does Rabbi Reuven Margolis that we know the Gemara says in Masechtes Shabbos Daf Kuf Men Zayin Amud Beis that Shmuel the doctor said all the different in Yonei Refuah work best between Pesach and Shavuos. That's the time that they're the most effective. We've mentioned many times over the years that the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, in Chedush Chasam Sofer al Hashas, and that Gemara says, this is the Makar, the Chodesh Iyar, being the Chodesh HaMesugal HaRefuah, Iyar is Rosh HaTevis, Ani HaVayir Roifecho. He said, it comes from this Gemara. It's the one complete month between Pesach and Shavuos. So it says, Reuven Margolis, that if you think about it, it's Hepech HaSfara, right? This is a Tkufa, it says Man of Refuah. So what's going on over here? And the truth is, the Marsha already makes this observation. The Masha and the Gemara Yevamos that says that Talmid Rabbi Akiva all died by Isa Perik. The Gemara says they died because of a machla, because of Misas Askara. Says the Masha, take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin. This is this man that's supposed to be Mesugal Refuah, and Afilu Hachi, they died. And this is a Chiddush that despite the fact that it's this man of Refuah, they died. Abba says, Rabbi Margolis, what's the Oimek? What's Takapshat? Why are all these people dying during this Tkufa? He says, because the Gemara says, Kala Mevaza Talmud Chacham. Ein refuah lemakasai. And he says, could be that's exactly the point of Chazal. That during this tkufa, which is a tkufa where people are supposed to have refuahs and yeshuas, afilu hachi kula mesu ba'isa perek. Why? Because they were mevazeh talmid chachamim, because kala mevazeh talmud chacham, ein refuah lemakasai. It's all connected. This is the cheshbin. Either way, a very, very light anecdote tucked away here in Menachis Daf Samaches Amid Beis. We now return to our regular program, which is the halachas of the Karban Omer, of the Shtei Alechem, and we're going to see from where we're up to now until the daf ends, or at least until where our daf ends, which is in the middle of Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara is going to fire away with a whole bunch of different ibayas related to the sugya de jour. Says the Gemara, Seder. That's interesting. You have the word Seder in parentheses, right? What's your simen? Your simen is the Seder. That's not bad. Seder hanotza gali pil simen. Says the Gemara. Bayi Rami Bar Chama. So here's the first debayi. Rami Bar Chama had the following question. Shtei alechem al shiatir shloi kesedron. Could the shtei alechem be matter shloi kesedr? So ordinarily, the Karban Omer was matter and the shtei alechem was matter, right? As it relates to the Tfuah HaChadasha being mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, it required these two matirim. Like two zrikas, it required two matirim. It required the Karban Omer, and it required the Shtei HaLechem. The traditional Seder would be, on Tezayin Nisan, you bring the Karban Omer, and then you count 49 days, and on the 50th day, on Shavuos, you go and you bring the Shtei HaLechem. The question is, what would be if first the Shtei HaLechem was brought, and then the Karban Omer was brought? It was brought Shalai Kaseder. Would it be mutter, or would it not be mutter? Now, to be clear, on the tzad that it would be mutter shloi keseder, the cheshbon would be, you would bring the shtei alechem. It can't be matter because the shtei alechem also needs the Karban Omer, right? The shtei alechem is standing on the plates of the Karban Omer. But the shtei alechem would be matter for when you bring the Karban Omer. So you're going to have to wait almost a full year. And then when you bring the Karban Omer, the next year, Tezayin Nisan, you won't have to wait until the next shtei alechem. We'll say that, oh, I had the shtei alechem, I had the Karban Omer, albeit shloi keseder, memelo, it's going to be okay. This was Rami Bar Chama Shaila. Now, again, also to be clear, as it relates to the Gvulin, there's no Shaila, because for the Gvulin, all you need is the Karban Omer. The Shtei Alechem is not Matta B'Gvulin, it's the Omer that's Matta B'Gvulin, and it's only the Omer that's Matta B'Gvulin. The Shaila is, as it relates to Tfuah HaChadash and the Beis HaMikdash, that has two Matirim, because the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem both need to be brought in order for it to be Mutter. Usually the Seder is Omer Shtei HaLechem. What would be if it happened in the reverse order? Now the Gemara says, hey Chidomi, what's the case? I mean, the case is you didn't bring the carbon Omer. Like, what exactly is the case? The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you a very simple case. What would be if you planted between the carbon Omer and the Shtei HaLechem? V'cholef alayu Shtei HaLechem. And then you went ahead and you brought the Shtei HaLechem. And then the subsequent year, you brought the carbon omer. My kisidron shayin shloi kisidron loy shayin. Do we say it has to be in order? Otherwise, it's not going to be okay. No, so you'll have to wait for the following shtei alechem in order for it to be mutter the beis hamikdash. I do much shloi kisidron nami shayin, or maybe it's going to be mutter shloi kisidron as well. So what's the case? The case is where somebody planted in between the carbon omer and the shtei alechem. So we need to know this because it's going to come up a few times in the daf, and that is the carbon omer was only matter that had been planted, or even more than that, it had what's referred to as hashrasha. It was already rooted in the ground before the carbon omer was brought. But the carbon omer is not going to be matter something that was planted after the carbon omer was brought, right? You're a day late and a dollar short. And even if you planted it before the omer was brought, if it didn't have hashrasha until after the omer was brought, it wouldn't work either. So the case is where the Tfuah HaChadosha was planted noch the carbon omer, which means for sure the Hashrosha happened noch the carbon omer, which means that the carbon omer by definition has no ability to be materet. But the planting of it and the Hashrosha of it happened before the Shtei HaLechem, which means the Shtei HaLechem, it's already in its quote-unquote fiscal year, has the ability to be matter. So the shail is, the next year when you're going to bring the carbon omer, do we say, I have the shtei alechem, the carbon omer? Or no, being that it was not shalai kiseder, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. So the raya is going to be from a long braisa. We're going to need the last part of the braisa. The pasuk says, Vim takriv minchas bikurim. So this pasuk is talking about a mincha that's a minchas bikurim. So what's this mincha? So the brayz of the mincha sa'omer kasam adaber. It's referring to the mincha sa'omer that's bikurim. It's chadash, right? Before the carbon omer was brought, there's no chadash being eaten b'chlal. So this is called a minchas bikurim mechamba. What was it brought from? It was brought from barley. You'd say it was brought from barley. Maybe it was brought from wheat. All the menachas came out were brought from chitim. So why would you assume that this one's different? It's brought from sa'irin. So the price says, Rabbi Yez, it says, I'll tell you how I know. Nemar aviv b'mitzrayim. Again, there's no shortage of remazim to the fact we're doing the right thing right now. It says the word aviv b'mitzrayim. Now this pasuk is actually tucked away. It's in the end of Parshas Miketz. V'hapishto v'asa'ira nukasa ki asa'ira aviv v'hapishto givol. This is discussing the aftermath of Makas Barot. But either way, it says the word aviv, and it says the word aviv in the context of sa'ira, as we just saw. V'nema aviv l'dairis, and it says the word aviv l'dairis. It says in this pasuk, v'ntakriv minchas bikurim l'ashem aviv. Ma aviv v'aviv b'mitzrayim. Just like that aviv over there that we just mentioned was sa'ira. Now aviv v'aviv l'dairis sa'ira. So Rabbi Eliezer said, based on Xer Shava, aviv, that's how I know it's sa'ira. Rabbi Kiva says, matzinu yochid shemei v'chavasa ben achitin. We find that a yochid brings karbanis from chitin v'chavasa ben asa'ira. And sometimes there's a concept of a yochid bring a mincha sa'ira. V'tzibur, we find that tzibur shemevi'in chavasa ben achitin. They bring ben achitin. And if that's the case, it's mestaber shemevi'in chavasa ben asa'ira. There must be some carbon tzibur that's brought ben asa'ira. And just like you find the yochid brings ben achitin ben asa'ira, so it's mestaber zok Rabbi Akiva that the tzibur also brings ben achitin ben asa'ira. Now, v'im atoim yibam ben achitin, v'im tam din chasayim is brought ben achitin, and v'tzinu tzibur shemevi'in chavasa ben asa'ira. Based on process of elimination, this is the only option you have for a minchas tzibur to be brought min asa'irin. And if you're going to tell me that's brought min achit, then you don't have anything. Must be it's brought min asa'irin. Now, as Rabbi Akiva says, I'm backing into it. I don't have a gzeirah shovel like Rabbi Eliezer does. But at the same time, it must mean this is the way it is. Dover achar, and this is the pshat we need. Rabbi Akiva said, I have another mahalach. How I know that the minchas sa'irin was brought min asa'irin? Because if I'm brought min achit, if you can tell me was brought min achit, in shtei alechem bikurim, it's going to come out the shtei alechem is not bikurim. What does that mean? When the Torah talks about the shtei alechem, so the pasuk says uviyoyim abikurim ba'krivchem mincha chadosha l'Hashem. So the day of Shavuos is referred to as the yoyim abikurim. Why is it referred to as the yoyim abikurim? Bikurim is miloshim b'char, right? The bikurim is the first fruit. It's the first day that you're bringing what? Zok to Torah mincha chadosha. In other words, the Torah describes the Korban Omer as a Minchas Bikurim. The Torah describes the Shtei HaLechem as a Minchas Bikurim. B'yoyma Bikurim b'akrivchem Mincha Chadasha. Which means they both have to be the first. The Omer has to be the first, and the Shtei HaLechem has to be the first. Zok Rabbi Akiva, how's that possible? L'chayra, if the Minchas HaOmer is brought from Chitin, and the Shtei HaLechem are brought from Chitin, so the Shtei HaLechem is not going to be the first anymore, because the Minchas HaOmer was already brought from the new Chitin. Kumtois, that the Shtei HaLechem is close, it's close, but it's second, it's not first. How then could the Torah refer to it as Bikurim? How could the Torah refer to it as a Mincha Chadasha? Says Rabbi Akiva, again, I'm backing into it. Must be that the Mincha Sa'imer was brought from Sa'irin, and the Shtei HaLechem was brought from Chitin, and as a result, they're both Bikurim. Thus is Bikurim for the Sa'irin, and thus is Bikurim for the Chitin. As I said, Rabbi Akiva. Either way, so in this Brice, we have three different halachim, how we know the Mincha Sa'imer was Ba Mincha Sa'irin. Rabbi Eliezer said, I have a positive Makar. Zer Shava. Aviv b'Mitzrayim, by Makas Barad, and Aviv regarding the Korban Omer. And just like the Aviv over there was referring to Sa'irim, this is referring to Sa'irim as well. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't have a positive Makar, but I have two ways of backing into it. One mahalach of backing into it is, I know there has to be a Korban Tzibur of a Mincha of Sa'irim, and the only thing I have available right now to be able to fit that bill would be the Korban Omer. Additionally, I know that the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem are both referred to as Bikurin, and if they're brought from the same min, it's only the Omer that would be the Bikurin, as opposed to the Shtei HaLechem will not be the Bikurin. Must be one was brought from Sa'irin, hence it's the Bikurin for the Sa'irin, and the other one's brought from Chitin, hence it's considered the Bikurin for the Chitin. Taina is the Gemara. As it relates to Rabbi Akiva's Dovaracha, the third Mahalach in this Brice of how we know the Minchas HaOmer was brought min HaSa'irin. I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that the Shtei HaLechem could be brought even Shalai Kesidron, I have a Hechatimtzo that the Korban Omer could be considered the Bikurim, and the Shtei HaLechem could be considered the Bikurim. They're both brought Menachitin, and there's no issue. How's that possible? I'll tell you how it's possible. The Makriv Omer, Mahanach the Ashrish, Koidim L'Shtei HaLechem, Ubasar the Omer the Ishtak. The case would be where a person went ahead and he planted after the Korban Omer was brought and before the Shtei HaLechem was brought, which was the case of where the Shtei HaLechem is being brought before the Korban Omer was brought. Because in that case, the Korban Omer didn't work for it because Tashrosha happened not the Korban Omer, and the Shtei HaLechem did work for it because Tashrosha happened before the Shtei HaLechem. Unless you'll tell me the Shtei HaLechem doesn't work unless the Korban Omer was brought first. But the case, Al Kapanim, is where somebody went ahead and he planted between the Korban Omer and the Shtei HaLechem. Now, the Korban Omer that was brought that previous year didn't work. So the next year, when he brought the Korban Omer needs to be matter that tefuah, and he went ahead and he brought the Korban Omer from that tefuah. Isn't that last year's? It's last year's, maybe klapi the Shtei HaLechem. On the side, the Shtei HaLechem works, which is what we're trying to figure out. But klapi the Korban Omer, for sure, it doesn't work. So again, he brought the Korban Omer from that tefuah that had hashrosha for the Shtei HaLechem and not the Korban Omer. Okay, now when it came time to bring the Shtei HaLechem, he brought the Shtei HaLechem, mehanuch the ashrosh koidem la'omer, this person went and he planted a second time. He planted after the Shtei HaLechem had already been brought the previous year, which means that tefuah was not mutter even by the Shtei HaLechem that had been brought. So that this person, if you think about it, he planted twice. He planted between the Korban Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, and then he planted again, noch the Shtei HaLechem. But as it relates to the Korbanos that he brought the Korban Omer from what he had planted between the previous Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, and he brought the Shtei HaLechem from the Tfuah that he had planted after he had brought the previous Shtei HaLechem. What's the Nekuda? He couldn't bring the shtei halechem from the tefuah that was brought after the, from the tefuah that he planted after the previous carbon oimer, before the previous shtei halechem, because that the shtei halechem that he had brought previously was already matir. But at the same time, he was able to bring the carbon oimer from that tefuah, and the reason he was able to bring the carbon oimer from that tefuah is because the carbon oimer had not been matir that. But here's the nekuda. The nekuda is, in this scenario, assuming this all works, you would have a situation where Sai the carbon oimer could be considered the mincha chadasha, and Sai the shtei halechem could be considered the mincha chadasha. They could each be considered the mincha chadasha, right? Go from the beginning. The shtei halechem that was brought between the carbon, that was brought from the tefuah that was planted between the carbon oimer and the shtei halechem from that first planting, at that point it was the mincha chadasha, right? Why was it the mincha chadasha? Because the carbon oimer had not been matrit, so that's considered new tefuah. As opposed to when you go ahead and you plant again, and then you bring from the carbon oimer, well, that carbon oimer is also being brought from the chadasha, because even though you had brought already a shtei alechem, but the shtei alechem didn't work for what you planted afterwards. So you have a situation where say the shtei alechem is considered a mincha chadasha. I have a situation where the carbon oimer is also considered mincha chadasha. Now, to be clear, the situation that we have right now is the shtei alechem is the mincha chadasha in the previous year's cheshbon. The Minchas Ha'omer is the Minchas Ha'omer, is considered the Tefuah Chadasha in this year's Cheshbon. But Rashi goes weiter, and Rashi says that when you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring even the Shtei Alechem this year, meaning you're going to bring that second Shtei Alechem, that second Shtei Alechem is also going to be considered Chadash. It's going to be considered B'yom HaKippurim. It's going to be considered the Mincha Chadasha. And the reason is because being that it's being brought from a different crop, it's being brought from the crop that was planted after the previous Shtei Halechem, and it's the first carbon that's being brought from that crop, so that in and of itself also gives it an ability to be considered Mincha Chadasha. But the bottom line is if you hold it could be brought Shalei Kaseidah, so there is a Heichatimsa where everything can be brought Menachitin, and everything is going to be considered the Mincha Chadasha, everything is going to be considered the Yom HaKippurim. Yet Rabbi Akiva said that it's impossible that it's they're both brought Menachitin, because they're both brought Menachitin, then how could the Shtei Alechem be considered Bikurim? How could it be considered Mincha Chadasha? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabba, from Rabbi Akiva, I think you could be poshet that the only time this works is if it's brought keseder. If it's brought shalai keseder, it doesn't work. Being that it has to be brought keseder, so at the end of the day, you're always going to be bringing the shtei halechem from the same tefuah that you're bringing the carbon oimer from. And if that's the case, you'll never have a heichatimsa that they can both be brought from the chita. But the Gemara says it's not mochkas misabris bikurim lepeira. So if you look at Rashi, a little bit sasam, what the Gemara's dicho is, but the Gemara tain is, when we say that the shtei halechem has to be the mincha chadasha, the fact that it's the first of its crop, that in and of itself is not enough to satisfy the definition of it being Yom HaKippur mincha chadasha. It would have to be the first thing that went on the mizbeach during this year. It would have to be the first thing, the hashasa, that actually made it on the mizbeach. And being that you're always bringing the carbon oimer together with the shtei halechem, even if they're going to be brought from different crops, but at the same time, it's going to be considered chadash this year on the mizbeach. If they're being brought both menachitin, you're not going to be able to satisfy that. Must be once from the soyer, once from the chitin, and that's what the raya was. Next, Iboy, Rami Bar Chama, Shtei Alechem. As it relates to the Shtei Alechem, Hanotza Sharya, Oy Chanotza Sharya. So we're not farmers, so we don't know exactly what Hanotza and Chanotza are, but these are two very, very early stages in the maturation of Tefuah. Hanotza being the earlier stage, and Chanotza being the later stage. So the question is, which stage of the development of the tefuah would have to have been reached in order for it to be considered this year's tefuah, so that when you bring the shtei lechem, it's going to be matter. Is it the chanatz or is it chanat? This was the shot. So the Gemara says, one second, my anatz and my chanat. When we say anatz and chanat, let's be a little bit more clear. Do we mean the anatz of the peiri and the chanat of the peiri? Meaning you're looking at the actual pri, the actual tefuah. Hashta hashrosha sharya anatz of the chanat amibaya. We said earlier that what's the kaveya when it comes to, does it belong to this year and not this year regarding Chadash? It's totally in Hashrasha. Did it take root? Hashrasha is before the Anatza and the Chanat. Anatza, Chanat, it's growing already. Hashrasha is Paja when it takes a root. Ella must be Hanatza, the Allah, the Chanat, the Allah. We mean the leaves. We mean a stage that's even before the Hashrasha. And that was the Shaila. Mi havi ka Hashrasha Aloi. Do you say that once the Hanatza and the Chanata of the Alim already start developing, that's the equivalent of Hashrasha, and at that point it's considered Chadash, and the Shtei Alechem could be Matar or Nay. Avada, the Hanatza and the Chanata of the Peri is already considered Chadash, because that's not the Hashrasha. The Hashrasha already took care of that job. The question is, what about the Hanatza and the Chanata of the Alim? And the Gemara says, take it. Rav Bar Chanan had ni baya chitin shazarim bekarka. Chitin that somebody planted in the ground. Oimer matiron, oy ein oimer matiron. Is the oimer matir? Is the oimer not matir? So we're jumping from the shtei alechem back to the oimer. So the carbon oimer is matir chadash. The question is, if somebody took chitin and he planted in the ground, and right now you brought the carbon oimer, the fact that you planted the chitin, is that enough for the oimer to be matir, or is it not enough for the oimer to be matir? Now we mentioned already twice this morning that at what stage do we say the oimer is matir? What's a tolian? It's tolian. We said hashrasha. So what exactly is the Shaila? That's the Gemara's kasha. If it's talking about whether it was Hashrash or Tanina, it's a Mishnah. If it's talking about there was no Hashrash, it's also a Mishnah. The Tanan, what's this Mishnah? If the Tefuah had Hashrash before the Karmel Omer was brought, Omer Matiron. And if it didn't have Hashrash before the Omer was brought, Asurim, it's going to be also Achiyavah Omer Abba until the next Omer was brought. So what exactly is the Shaila? The Amayram, I'm not sure, Zriya. We know it's a Mefurish Mishnah. It's all Tali and Hashrash. The case is talking about where this farmer went, he already harvested his crop. Vizorinu, and he put it back in the ground, kaidem la'imer, before the oimer, va'asa oimer v'chalaf alayu. And then, when the oimer was brought, it was chalaf alayu, it passed over it. Meaning, what happened was, the tefuah was in the ground while this took place. V'kami bayile, and the shayla is, mahu linkute, could I now, after the carbon oimer was brought, pull it out, umechal minayu, and eat from it. What's the tutzah? The commander shadi bekad adami v'sharin oimer. Do we say that when it was in the ground, it's as if it was in a kad, it's as if it was in my pantry, and as a result, the oimer was matter. Or maybe it became bottle to the yar. Now, as the Gemara initially thought, Rav Bar Rav Chanan Shaila was, you have a farmer, takes, I don't know, chitin, takes a seed, he throws it into the ground, and the question is it considered this year's tefuah for the oimer to be matter, or am I going to have to wait for the next? That's not a shaila. We know it's always tall in Ashrasha. Case is something else. Case is v'chitin grew this year. And I harvested it this year. And instead of taking the chitin and putting it in my house, I took the chitin, I dug a ditch, I put it in the ground, and it was in the ground when the carbon oimer was brought. The chakira is the oimer matter something that's in the ground? Not something that's in the ground because it didn't grow yet. I grew it, I harvested it. I put it back in the ground. Do we say when it's in the ground, it's like it's in a kad? So why should it not be matter? It's for sure this year's tefuah. Not only was there hashrosha this year, I was Barina Yiktsairu this year already. Or do we say that being that it's in the ground, it's batul l'gabeyaru? And if it's batul l'gabeyaru, we look at it as a shtikarka. That was the shaila. Says the Gemara that really this question of Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan has implications and ramifications of other sugya shas. In fact, on the same note, yesh lanoi no, in la mano, with these chitin be subject to the laws of Oina, or would they not be subject to the laws of Oina? So Gemara says, hey, what's the case? Elim is the case talking about the Amalei Shadoi Bashisa, you have a Meicher and a Loikeach, where the Meicher said that I am selling you the chitin that are in this ditch, and you want to know how much chitin is there? 6 kurin of chitin. It was only 5. And now the Shaila is there Oina, or is there not Oina? Now, Let's just speak to that for a second, even though the Gemara is going to a minute. But what would be the shayli? And the shayli is, we know, ein oinah l'karkois, right? That's the shayli. So we want to know, is there oinah because it's metatlin, or do we say, being that it's in the ground, ein oinah l'karkois? But the Gemara says, this is a moot point. Because v'amar Rava, Rava said, kol davar sheben midah v'sheben mishkol v'sheben minyan, anything that you can measure, anything you can weigh, anything you can count, afilu pachas mechtei oinah, then even if somebody rips somebody off 5%, which is, 1/20th, pachas mechtei oinah, it's considered mekach tois, it's going to be chayz. El, you have to say the case is talking about. This is again, I know 101. The Amale, where the Meicha tells the Lekeach, Shadoi Baki de Baila. I want to sell you what's inside this pit. How much is there? Whatever a normal person, a farmer, would usually put there, that's what I'm selling. He didn't put a number to it. So it's not a Dovah Sheben Midah Sheben Mishko Sheben Minyan. Either way, Vasa Sadi Adim came, Vamri Dolay Shadoi Baki de Baila. And they said, it's not true. This guy didn't deliver. Yeshlan, I know. Is there, I know. Why? Because we say the command of Shadi Bekada Damya. We say that it's as if it's sitting in his house. It's Metautalin. Right, it's chitin that you already were harvest. As a result, it's subject to the laws einav. Yesh lan einav idum, or maybe batul gabeyara. It's batul to the ground, and just like einav nala karkois, there's going to be no einav for this as well. Another question: nishban aleim, ein nishban aleim. Let's say someone has a dispute with somebody, and right now, based on chayshem mishpat, he should have to swear. Would there be a shvua on Toyin v'nitin regarding this tefuah or not? Again, same chakira. Kid the shadi bekadi damyo. Do we say it's as if it's sitting in a kadu k'metaltli damu? We view it as metaltli in the shpan alem. There would be a chiyah shvua. Idum a batul agavara. Or we say it's batul to the ground. U'kimekarki dami v'ein shpan alem. So the Gemara regarding all three shilas, which is really one teku. It is. Oh, take. So what was the next shila? Boy Rava bar Avchanan chitin shezoram bekarka. Meaning, chitin that you harvested, put back into the ground, and was in the ground when the carbon eimer was brought. Was the eimer matir? Or was the eimer not matir? Do we view it as being metalton? Do we view it as being karka? Another ramification of this shaila is it subject to aina? In another karkois. If it's karka, no. If not, yeah. Another question is, would there be a shvua? In a shpan ala karkois. But if it's metalton, there would be a shvua. Regardless, as it relates to these three questions that are really one, it's the answer is Teiku. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, another shayla. Chitin shebegalalei bakar, v'soirin shebegalalei behema mal. So what would be if an animal had excrement, right, the galal, the dung of the animal, and they found chitin inside, or soirin inside? What's the halach? The Gemara says, what's the halach regarding what? Do you mean, so the Gemara is going to try to guess what Rami Bar Chama might have been. Is it with regards to Tumas Oichlin? Meaning, you want to know right now the chitin and the soirin that came out of the galal, is it Tomei Tumas Oichlin or not? So the Gemara says, Tony, it's Mufurish Abraisa. So Rami Bar Chama doesn't have to clear the shayla. Everyone knows this price. Chitin Sheberai Bak. In the event that there was chitin or sa'ir inside the behema, in the event that somebody had a machshav, he says, you know something, what am I going to eat? I'm not sure what the visual is, but we'll skip it. But he had a machshav to eat it. It doesn't give it a chshivas of eichlin. It's not going to be tamei tumas eichlin. If he did a maisa, however, he didn't just think maybe this would be good in my sandwich, but rather what he did was he was malach. He did a maisa. Oh, then already metama tumas leichlin. The bottom line is, it's mafurish abraisa. So remember, Chama can't be clearing the shayla. We know it depends. He did a maisa. He didn't do a maisa. Elo leminachis. Maybe the shayla was, could you take the chitin and sa'irin and include it in your next mincha? Says the Gemara, I don't have a braisa for this, but I don't need a braisa for this. I could do better. I have a pasuk for this. Pshita deloy hakriveo no lefechasecha yirtzcha yisa panecha. The kind of thing they say, where do you get this chitin? We have a havamina. This is going to work. So the Gemara says, like tzricha, the case must be then aktinu vizarino. The case is talking about where this farmer took the chitin and the sa'irin. And he planted it again. And now from this new crop, which has an origin of this, he wants to go and he wants to bring a mincha. And the question is, could he or could he not? Now, we said immediately, isn't there an inyan of hachiveu na lefecha secha? So the Gemara says, let's drill down a little bit more. Mishum de miisuso is the reason we assumed earlier was hachiveu na. Is the reason this is not okay because it's just disgusting? Well, if that's the case, for kiven de zarinu, az de le miisusayu, right? Believe it or not, this is a fertilizer. Once you plant it again, it's not the end of the world. And if that's the case, then maybe it'd be fine. It could be the reason this is considered very inferior is because it, once it goes through the digestive tract of the animal, it weakens a little bit. And as a result, it's not so potent, and therefore it's considered something you're not supposed to give the Eibishta. Well, if that's the case, even if you was a Reyed again, v'hashtinami k'chusha, it's still considered k'chusha. The bottom line is, like some of the previous shaylas, the Gemara says, take ubay rami barcham, another shayla, pil shabal akfifa mitzris. What would be if a pill, an elephant, went and it swallowed a kfifa mitzris? It swallowed a wicker basket. And then it left, it exited the body of the pill. Derech beisari, right? Through its, again, when it went to the bathroom. Mahu, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bachama, it's a nice story. But, like, what's the shayla? Could you be more specific? So again, the Gemara has to do some guessing over here. Maybe the shayla was, where this pill, well, not this pill, this kfifa mitzris, by the way, mitzris, this is another shout out to Davar Be'itai Matai. With this, and the pill is Makas Arev, right? Again, everything. But this kfifa mitzris had been tummy. And the shaila is that now that it went through sort of the system of the elephant, so maybe now it became tar. But the Gemara says that can't be Rami Bar Chama shaila. And you know why? Tanin of Adas is a Mishnah. If you have a keli that's tummy, the only way to make it not tummy is if you do a shinui maisa. You could do a shinui, but if it's not a shinui maisa, no, this didn't have a shinui maisa. Because it sounds like the kfifa mitzris, after it went through the system of the elephant, looks exactly the way it looked before it went through the system. Nothing changed. So there's no shinui maisa. So what would make it tar? So the Gemara says, leitzricha de balahus. And the case must have been something else. This pil shabala kfifa mitzris is not talking about where he took a complete kfifa mitzris, that was tameh, went through the system, and Rami Bar Chama is clearing now whether it's going to maintain its tumah or maybe there's a tahira because the pill was somehow matayrit. The case must be the bala hutsen. The elephant swallowed hutsen, the wicker. It swallowed the material that was used to make the kfifa mitzris. V'avdinu kfifa mitzris. And then the person that fashioned this kfifa mitzris did so from those hutsen. What's the shayla? The shayla is mi havi ikol. Do we say that when the hutsen went through the system of the pill, that it's considered that the hutsen were digested by the pill? If that's the case, v'havi kechli glolam ukli adama, we would then view now the hutsen as being part of the excrement of the pill, which would then make it kli glolim, and the halach is that kli glolim and kli adama ein mekablin tumah. The amamar kli avonim and kli glolim kli adama ein mekablin tumah. And if that's the case, so we'd have no ability to become tummy. Or maybe it's not considered ikel. In other words, the shaila was a completely different shaila. The shaila was where the pill swallowed hutsin, and then it went and it excreted it. So the question is, if somebody would go now and make a keli out of it, would it be mekabel tumah or would it not be mekabel tumah? Hutsin is mekabel tumah. Kli glolim is not mekabel tumah. Do we say it's hutsin because it went in hutsin, it came out hutsin? Or do we say it went in hutsin, it came out kli glolim? Mi havi ikol or lai havi ikol? Do we say that the hutsin are considered digested or not? We'll see from the Hemshech of the Gemara, a better appreciation of the Shaila. If a person eats food, for example, he digests the food. So the food's considered to have been properly digested. That's teva. But hutsin is not something people usually eat, right? Even elephants. So when the elephant eats the hutsin, it could be when it leaves the body, it doesn't get a din kli glolim. Kli glolim is something that the derech is to digest. Mi havi ikul, klapi the pill, and as a result, it's regular kli glolim, that's not makabel tumah, or not, says the Gemara. For this, we're not saying teku so fast. We might have a little bit of a pshitos. I think you can pledge for something Ula said, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yair Tzadik. I said it was a story. Ubalu shnei ze'evim shnei tinoikis ve'vayarden. Where Rachman Olson, there were two wolves that went, and they swallowed two children. This took place by Yarden. But myself nei chachamim, and the story came to the chachamim v'tira as a basar, and they said the basar is going to be tahar. And the reason they said the basar is tahar is because even though a child is metametumas meis, but once it went through the ze'ev, even though it was excreted. But once it went through the ze'ev, at that point, it was considered nesakel. It's not considered basar tinoikos anymore. And it's for that reason, v'tiyaru asa basar. They said it's not going to be metamo tumas adam. But what do you see from here? You see from here that even though it's for sure not the derech to eat tinoikos, but afilu achi, it's considered an equal. That's why it was tiyaru asa basar. So too the pill that eats the utzim, it should be considered gliglolam, it should be tar. So the Gemara says, l'chayru from what Ula said, in Rav Shimon ben Yoy Tzadok, I think you have a little bit of a pshitas. Gemara says, no rai. Shani basar derachich. Basar is very soft. And because it's very soft, so therefore it's digested. As opposed to utzim, maybe not. But the Gemara says, v'liv shem yisefer. There was a sefer to that story. V'timu asa atzamos. They said that atzamos is going to be tameh. So what do you see? Because atzamos is not soft. So it's for that reason we say that it's not considered an equal. Okay, so let the utzim not be considered the mu'okel. That's very hard. You can't bring a raya. Basar is very soft. Atzamos are very hard. Utzim is somewhere in between. As a result, good sushtel, but lamaisa, it's not a hachra. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, I don't know the answer. The Gemara doesn't say teiku, but the Gemara is not machriya. Bayu rab zera. One more shayla. Chitin sheyardu ba'aven. Chitin, wheat that fell down from the heavens. Literally, a cloud dropped these chitin. Mao, what is the din? Gemara says again, Lamai. What do you mean? What's the din? What sugya, right? Be more specific. Do you mean, can you use the chitin now for a karban mincha? Gemara says, my loy. Why? It's chitin. Why should we have to bring it for a karban mincha? El l'shtei alechem. The shayla is, could you bring it for the shtei alechem? What's the chakira? Mi moishvay seichem amarachmano. The Torah says, mi moishvay seichem taviu lechem tenu fashtaya. So it says you're supposed to bring it mi moishvay seichem. Nu, lafuk the chutz laretz the loy. That just means you can't bring it from chutz laretz. Avol the oven, but from the heavens? That's not chutz la'aretz. Shaper dami. Oidoma mi moish v'yseichem dafka. It has to be literally mi moish v'yseichem v'afilu da'oven amiloi. And even if it comes from the clouds, it's also not going to be okay. Okay, this is a chakira. We want to know if mi moish v'yseichem satisfies oven or not. On the one hand, the clouds are not chutz la'aretz, but then again, it's also not Eretz Yisrael. So when the Torah says it's a kpeida of mimosh v'yseichem, lafuke chutz la'aretz, is it also lafuke the... What's the doggish of mimosh v'yseichem? Nish chutz la'aretz? The clouds are not chutz la'aretz. Or is the doggish? No, mimosh v'yseichem. The clouds is also not mimosh v'yseichem. But the Gemara interrupts the program for 1 minute. And the Gemara says, seriously? Umi iko ki ay gavna? Isn't there even such a shayla? Now, we almost felt like we could have said this a few times in today's now. But this is the first time the Gemara says this. Umi iko ki ay gavna? Right. I mean, the pill swallowing the kfifa mitzris. But this... I don't believe. It can't even be such a case. So the Gemara says, yes, we know of a real such story. Kid the Adi Taya. So there was an Arab merchant, his name was Adi, and he once had the following take place. Nechisale, where chitin fell down from the heavens. This is mamish man from heaven. Where the chitin fell, literally, man from heaven fell. It was rum kizba. It was a tefach tall. That's how high it was. And It was chitin, and you want to know how long this pile was? It was betlus a parsi. It was three parsois. So he had this windfall, mamish, where all of a sudden these chitin came down, and you see something like this could happen. And because something like this could happen, it's a good ibaya. Again, the Gemara is not pushing at the ibaya, but the Gemara also doesn't say teiko. Either way, we're going to stop here. But just to do a quick sikum, the topic of the daf was the minchasayim and the shtei alechem. Minchasayim and the shtei alechem were both matar chadash. Minchasayim begvulin the shtei alechem and the minchasayim together in the Beis HaMikdash, and really, the latter part of the daf involved multiple ibayis, most of them from Rami Bar Chama. The first shaila was, is the Shtei Alechem matter only if it's brought kesidron? It has to be the Karban Omer first and the Shtei Alechem second. What would be if you brought the Shtei Alechem first and the Karban Omer second? What's the case? The case is talking about where you planted and you had Ashrasha in Chodesh Iyar, right? Between the time that the Karban Omer was brought and when the Shtei Alechem was brought. Do we say the Shtei Alechem works so that when you bring the next Karban Omer, it's going to be okay or not? The Gemara tried being poshered from the Dover Ach Rabbi Akiva, not the easiest Gemara in Shas. The Gemara was doicha, the dichoy. Regardless, that was the first Shaila. The second Shaila was, with regards to the Shtei Alechem, in the event that there was Hanotza or Chanata of the Alan. Do we say that would make the Tfu a part of the year of the Shtei Alechem? The Shtei Alechem would be matured or not? So you know that when it comes to the definition of what's considered chadash, usually it's tali in hashrasha. But the Gemara is it sad that the chanota and the hanotza of the leaves is the equivalent thereof to the hashrasha. That was Rami Bar Chama's second shaila, and the Gemara snetekut. The third shaila of the Gemara was Rava Bar Rav Chanan shaila, and that is what would be if somebody went, he harvested chitin, and then he took the chitin and he put it in the ground. Then the carbon oimer was brought while the chitin was in the ground. Do we say that being that he already harvested it, it's considered regular chadash, and for sure the carbon oimer is going to be matred? Or do we say that once it was put in the ground, that's as if it was part and parcel of the ground, as if you planted it again and it's in the ground, and the oimer is not going to have the ability to be matred? And the Gemara said, by the way, this shaila is not only negeya menachis, it's negeya the laws of oina perek azov, it's negeya the sugyas of Shnai Moichsin, Einishpon, Ala Karkois. But the bottom line is, do we treat it as if you planted it in the into the ground as something that's completely new, didn't have Ashrushin the previous year? The Karbon Omer won't be able to be matter it. It's in the ground, Ein Ala Karkois, Einishpon, Ala Eimon. No, once you harvested it, even though you put it in the ground, the Lashon of the Gemara is, it's Kemanda Manach Bekadadami. It's as if it's in your pantry. It's as if it's in your pantry. It's in the ground. There's no reason we shouldn't view it as metal. There's no reason we shouldn't say that the Karbon Omer would have the ability to be matter. The fourth Shaila was back to Rami Bar Chalma, and that was Chitin Shebegalalei Bakar V'Sa'oirin Shebegalalei Behema. The Gemara said, what was the Shaila? The Shaila was somebody took the Chitin and Sa'oirin, he replanted it, and now he wants to use it for menaches. So ordinarily you would say hakriveu nola fecha secha. But the Gemara says that there is an argument to be made that once you put it in the ground and you plant it again, so it's not so bad anymore. Oye shloimer, it could be it's still shvach. Once it goes through the digestive tract of the animal, it's abyssal shvach, and as a result, it's considered krishus, and based on that, you should never be able to use it for a mincha. The Gemara said, take on that. The next shaila was again Rami Bar Chama. If you're keeping score, this is the fifth shaila, the fourth Rami Bar Chama shaila. And that was the pil shabalak fifa mitzvahs, or the way the Gemara tweaked it. The case was talking about where he swallowed hutzin, and then it went through the digestive tract. Somebody went and he made a kfifa mitzvahs out of it. And the question is it makabal tumor or not makabal tumor? What's the chakira? Hutzin is makabal tumor, but kli glolim is not makabal tumor. Do we view it as hutzin or do we view it as kli glolim? What's the yisoid of the shaila? Golol is considered such because it was digested. Could be a pill can't digest the hutzin. The Gemara tried shtelling too. The Gemara ultimately didn't have any pshitos to this. The final shaila that we saw today, the sixth shaila, would be more shailas than tomorrow's daf, but the final shaila was Reb Zeira shaila, and that was chitin that fell from heavens. Can I use it? Can I use it for the Shtei Alechem, or can I not use it for the Shtei Alechem? What's the chakira? The Torah says, mi moish v'seichem, for the Shtei Alechem. Moish v'seichem means literally, mi moish v'seichem. Well, this is not literally, mi moish v'seichem. Or does moish v'seichem mean, v'afuke, chutz l'aretz? This is also not, this is not chutz l'aretz. As a result, maybe it would be able to be used. This was the one time that the Gemara says, come on, is there even such a shaila? The Gemara says, yeah. But either way, the Gemara was not poached the shaila. So really, we're 0-6, right? We had 6 shailas, and all 6 of these shailas, 4 of them from Rabbi Bar Chama, 1 from Rava Bar Rav Chanan, the other one from Rab Zeira, were unsuccessful. Maybe we'll have better luck in tomorrow's daf. We'll have to wait and see.